Sometimes Octavio Vasquez faces his composition students at Nazareth College and says things to try to shock them.
Why? Why? You're all, you know, I tell them, you know, you're all a number of smart young people. What are you doing here? Run for your lives. There's no future in this business.
Okay, he's half joking, but only half. If anyone can speak honestly about the challenges of going into classical music, Vasquez is more than qualified. He grew up in the 1970s in Galicia, in northwestern Spain, at the end of the rule of the long-reigning dictator Francisco Franco.
I was born during the last few years of the dictatorship. We mentioned this before, you know, when music was not particularly well-regarded. There was very, very little going on. There were no orchestras at all in Galicia. There was, I think in the whole country, there was one non-professional string quartet. You know, for my parents, you know, delinquent, criminal, musician, they were all synonyms, you know, like...
Music was threatening to the regime?
Any form of culture was downplayed.
But Vasquez found that music just kind of came out of him in ways he couldn't explain. He pecked out tunes on his brother's calculator, using the keypad as a tiny piano. He invented a system of musical notation before he learned that such a thing already existed. Sometimes, melodies seem to arrive out of the blue. He says that still happens.
And another thing that happens sometimes is that I dream music. And when this happens, invariably, it's music that I remember as well as I can. I'm not so good at remembering dreams. But it's unbelievable. Doesn't sound like anything I've heard before.
Vasquez describes this guitar suite as a journey about a hero that overcomes tests, meeting allies and enemies, going through an ordeal and earning a reward. In a lot of ways, that story echoes the composer's personal experience. Music teachers opened doors, but his family still didn't understand. He ultimately defied his parents to study music in Madrid.
So when I went to Madrid, they sent me to study something. I did something else. It was a big disaster. We didn't talk for almost a year with my father. I didn't talk for almost a year.
In time, however, as scholarships and commissions flowed into their son's life, his parents came to realize that in creating new music, their son was in his element.
It is completely rational. It's the most irrational choice you can do is go into classical music or composition as a career choice. I mean, best things in life are irrational. Why do you marry this person and not the other? Well, it's irrational. It must be.
In the coming months, he'll be off to the McDowell Colony, a New England artist's retreat. There, he'll have the chance to work in the same spaces that inspired composers Aaron Copland and Leonard Bernstein, doing what it seems like he was born to do, write music. I'm Brenda Tremblay, WXXI News.